and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 346. How are we all doing? Do you know, the chat's going to kill me. I put hello. I saw it blank, so I put hello. I was then first. Then I refreshed it. And then Jonathan came in, and then just as I thought it's refreshed, then Kim appeared at the top.
This is what happened to me yesterday.
It's gaslighting, you might.
Playing with my mind.
Anyway, congratulations, Kim. it will be the absolute death of me, I tell you. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. I trust last night didn't end in tears or blood spilled, because you scarpered rather quickly and we were a bit worried about you. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? You missed it all last night with the pictures of Boris and his hair, which has its own postcode. Yes, Kim, you won. You won. Yes, Mike's not been in the chat, but he is here. He's somewhat stressed, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, put it like this. It's only Wednesday and he's got a glass of wine in his hand.
Yes.
We'll have to see how that pans out. Madam has become possessed, hasn't she?
My stress started this morning.
What, before you got up or when you got up?
No, but I can't tell the story because that's for MacBites.
Oh, yes,
when we least expect it.
Yeah.
Yes,
that'll happen at some
point. Yeah, it's going to go in the same show as the Eye Kettle review.
Yep. Don't wind Jonathan up. He's had a stressful day already. Hello, Paul. The release last night didn't happen. It's happening tonight. Just watching it now. However, after yesterday's saga, today was a good day. Well, it couldn't have been worse. Well, actually, it probably could. Never say it couldn't have been worse.
You're watching the release.
Yes, it's like the moon landing, Mike. You have to sit and watch it.
No, years ago, years and years ago, I did some training for a company in Manchester. And they wanted me to be there to provide support on the day of launch of this system. And they wanted to bring in pizza and beers and everything. And I wasn't interested. I don't think we were going out at the time. But I do think there was a United match on. And I know where I'd rather be.
Yeah, I would have been less than impressed, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't like it when his work decided they were going to have a come-by-our session, as we call it, where they all sit round the fire.
Oh, God, we've got one of those tomorrow.
See what I mean?
You know the
Mike, how can you come-by-our from here? Is it a Zoom come-by-our?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a Teams come-by-our. You know, we have our training team, and then we have the bigger customer effectiveness team.
My eyes are rolling.
Well, we're having a come by our breakout session tomorrow. So I don't know if it's cameras on.
Oh, it'll be cameras on.
But a certain doggy might have to join in.
Oh, she's so adorable. She'd like that.
She joined the team meeting today. She was down there. She was down there and I got my camera, my laptop camera angled at such a lid, angled at such a, because I wanted Cheryl to see her.
She's just too adorable.
She's fast asleep.
She'd be the star of the show. My eyes, however, rolling. I did actually read a really interesting piece. It was in the Business Review, Harvard Business Review. And I read the title and I assumed from the headline it was the bosses. So the headline went something along the lines of, working from home has caused a breakdown in trust. And I thought, what utter gut rot. But then I read the article and it was an interview with several bosses in several departments of different companies. Absolute farce. They had a big town hall meeting and some people have returned to work, but some haven't. They're still at home. They're working from home. They're not on furlough or anything. They're working from home. Anyway, he had this thing. They put like a box in there, probably virtual, where you could put in anonymous questions. And he said, without exception, the most frequently asked question from the employees who have returned to work was saying, how do you know the ones that are at home are working? They should be in here. And I thought, really? That's just a farce. What business is it of employee A that employee B is working from home? I finally think I understand that reading that comes round whenever Ned's on holiday. There's this reading in the Bible. I can't remember which one it is. I'll find it. And I've never understood it. And every time it comes up, I just look at Mike and say, no, 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 not that one. No, don't agree with it. The essence of it is there's a farmer and he has people working on his farm. So he's going to pay them all like a drachma at the end of the day. And they're going to work 12 hours for this money. But in the afternoon, with 3 hours to go, some people come along and he takes them on to do some work, you know, picking grapes or whatever it is. And at the end of the day, he pays everybody the same amount, irrespective of whether they work 3 hours or 12. I don't get that. It's unfair. And every time it comes up, I say, I'm going to have Ned explain it, because he is very, very good explaining stuff like that, his take on it. And every time it comes up, without exception, he's on holiday. I think he works his holiday around it because he doesn't want to be questioned on it. But this business about working from home reminded me of that. It is nobody's business. It's none of my business if somebody chooses to work from home or somebody chooses to work from the office. But it was all the people who had gone back in the office were then like not trusting the people at home. And I thought, well, to be honest, that says more about you than it does them. If you've been working from home because you had to work from home and now you're back at work and you think that the other people aren't working, then that would say to me, if I was your boss, that you weren't working. Because otherwise, you just wouldn't even think of it. And like I said, it's really nobody's business. And then you've got all these people saying, oh, yes, but it's much better when you're back in the office and you've got all of the whatever you get from being in the office. It's much better. It's better for the mental health and all the rest of it. And I thought, hang on a minute.
What if you've got a remote team anyway?
No, but the point I was going to make is, clearly, some of the ones who have chosen to go back first were clearly having issues with working from home. And despite the fact I've worked from home for 25 years and I have no problems whatsoever with it, I can understand that. I can empathise with them. You know, if you've found it difficult and it's easier for you to go into the office, then go into the office. But they're clearly the imbecilic type of people who have no empathy for anybody else. Because as difficult as they have found working from home, that, and then some, is how difficult I find it being in an office. And they have no empathy whatsoever. I'd sack them for having no empathy. That would be my tactic. But that's just me, probably. But how awful. It's not up to you to decide if your colleague's trustworthy or not when it comes to work. And plus the fact, can't you tell? If they're, whatever their job is, there must be some kind of output from it. And if the output's not there, then clearly they're not working. If the output is, then they are. What's the problem?
She's upside down now.
Oh, you're just too cute.
This says the digital edition of the United Review versus Real Sociedad will be available from 5 p.m. GMT on Wednesday, the 24th of February. Please return to this page then. Yeah.
Right, so I'm just grabbing that while she's looking adorably cute. Right,
she's always looking adorably cute.
She is always looking adorably cute. Have you seen all the fur she's deposited all over the place?
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact she's been out for a walk and she's filthy. Oh, but never mind whether she's filthy or not. Let's post it anyway.
She's a happy bear.
She's a very happy bear. The filthier she is, the happier she is. Right, which one shall I post? I'll post that one. Right, how am I going to do that? No, that's not what I need to do. Why don't these things just work faster and better? I want to rotate it. There she is. Right, I'll post it. Well, I'll try and post it. You know what it's like. Works when it feels like it, not when it doesn't. Oh, fingers crossed. Upload 100%. Sounding good. Right, what's going on here? If you don't trust them to work from home, you shouldn't hire them. Totally, Jonathan. See, Jonathan, wise, wise boy, Jonathan. Exactly. Hello, Tony. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Barney attended a board meeting recently, a few months ago. He also attended a patient forum meeting and nearly got into an argument with one of the other participants' dogs. Oh, Anthony, that's fabulous. Oh, Kim knows the parable. You know the one. I struggle with it. I do. I believe in fairness and I struggle with it. And, you know, as I was thinking, I mean, the two are totally unrelated, aren't they? But I'm thinking, if it's none of person A's business what I'm up to, then actually it's none of my business how much somebody else gets paid, is it? Fairness or otherwise. I had to reprimand myself. Oh, but that is one I struggle with. Tell me you struggle with it. Anthony's old boss was a bit like that. If you were in the building, you were working, he wouldn't have liked all this working from home. Oh, I've had a few like that. Laugh of it was, the first time that happened, it was at the only solicitors in the UK. So in the entire country, there was one of them that specialised in medical malpractice. Handily, it was a mile and a half up the road. But it was growing at such an alarming rate because there were that many medical malpractice cases. There wasn't enough room. Not everybody had a table. Not everybody had an office, nor a desk, nor anything else either. And I was one of the ones who didn't have a desk at that point. It was brand new. They took on like a warehouse thing, like industrial space, and put people in there, but there was no room in there either. So I said, well, it's all right. You know, I'll work from home. Oh, my word. I actually think the principals would have been okay. But there was this evil witch in the research department, which was there where they'd put me. And I say evil witch. Oh, she was. She was. She was too stupid to do the job. I had a stand-up scrap with her over organising the research to present to the barrister. And I'm like, I couldn't find a way to explain it that was simple enough that she could understand it, that it wouldn't work. Until the barrister came in and I said exactly the same. And he said, well, obviously. And she was like, oh, and she totally missed the point. She was evil. But she hated you working from home. You weren't working if you were at home. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
You know the toy I bought today?
No, but yeah, go on.
Yes, you do.
Do I? Toy bought today.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, I do. I was with you. That's a surprise unboxing, that.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Right.
Why? What about it?
I won't mention it then. It would give the game away.
It would.
Yeah. Somebody's asked a question in the questions, and the seller has actually started the answer with the word dear. Not as in... Dear Mike, but patronising dear.
Oh, I'm going to love reading that one. There you go. Right, let's have a look. I spotted something there and it's disappeared. Where's it gone? Kim says it's like being an extrovert, an introvert in an extrovert world. Exactly. That's me. That's me. But if I don't criticise you for wanting to go into work, despite the fact, you know, COVID virus and all of that, you should not criticise me for choosing to work from home. It's a choice, but people can't keep their nose out. It's basically it. And have you noticed it's all the extrovert ones that have got an opinion? Oh, hello, Alex. I think I've got everybody. Have I missed anybody? If I have, kick me. Oh, Paul has sage words here. The problem with fairness is everyone's opinion of what's fair is different. You're right. If you're talking about like, you know, like a fair salary for yourself. I just thought with that parable, I do really struggle with it because there wasn't the same amount of work done. I can only assume the parable is to teach you that it's not your money, that the money's coming from the employer and the employer can do whatever they like with it. And if that includes giving it to somebody who's only done 25% of the work, then those so be it. Once I got to that point, I thought, right, this is why I work for myself. That's the only way I could rationalise it. Oh, Jonathan, don't you dare disappear until you've seen the lovely Lola. Right, there's the lovely Lola. Other than that, have a fantastic night and we'll see you tomorrow, the eve of Two Show Friday. Kim has struggled with it in the past, but now I think it doesn't matter. When you come to God, he loves you all the same. Oh, Kim's interpretation of the parable. Kim, I am liking that one. I think maybe I'm being a little bit too literal with it, being in terms of monetary reward. Yes, that works nicely. I don't think Ned could have put it any better, but it's the one he runs away rather than explain. And you know, he is very, very, very good with his homilies. And I thought every year I think, oh, you know, that one's coming up. And every year it's his holiday. But it's never the same weekend. He had his holiday in June. He used to take June. Then it was August. Then it was back to July. Whenever that is, he's not there. But yes, I'm liking that interpretation of it. Jonathan, that's a fair comment. Oh, there's always one. Oh, so Tony says, staff working from home fetches along direct savings to a business, provided the output's achieved. Home working could be described as net expenditure saving. Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I actually think, you know, when all of this sort of calms down and it's actually looked at, the world is never going to be the same again. And that could include, you know, how much space a business needs, that people will choose to work from home. You could say that would have an impact on the economy negatively. But what I would say is, you know, it could, there's a possibility it could. But just think of the builders who are building extensions. We have had go past here for every day, all of last week and today. And it's this huge truck with like a concrete mixer thing live on the back. It's actually turning and keeping the concrete alive. And they're taking it to this house at the end that I talked about, the one opposite the house that my mum decided we weren't buying. And they're literally rebuilding it from the bottom up. That must be costing an absolute fortune. So there is money flying around in the economy, just not necessarily in the same way it was before the COVID thing. But I totally agree with you. Simon's baking. Simon, it's been so long. It's been so long, baguettes. Oh, they were one of my favourites. If you could do gluten-free, Simon, I'd be on my way.
I'm sure I could do gluten-free.
Anthony, you're so right. That's a belly just waiting for a rub. She's really taken to that lately. In fact, she's taken to headbutting me on a constant basis, hasn't she, if she doesn't get enough attention.
I gave her a belly rub this morning.
Oh, she had a belly rub last night from me. In fact, last night, what was she like? She was right across the bed, head off one side of it, feet off the other.
And she stayed there most of the night.
And she stayed there most of the night until I got in and looked and thought, that's not going to work, Lola. So then I had to shuffle her sideways. So instead of lying like across the bed from right to left, I kind of manoeuvred her around 45 degrees. So she went from top to bottom. Sadly, we got the feet end. But she's just too cute. She is so cute. She's snoring now. Half on her side, half upside down and snoring. At least she's happy. She doesn't realise yet that there's another P-I-double-L coming her way, does she? As I said, let's get her some of these P-I-double-Ls for her coat. So we did. And I said to Mike, Mike said, how are we going to give them to her? And I said, well, depends on the actual size and scale of the thing, doesn't it? Because I said, when I bought these, and they're kind of a fish oil mixture, and Maya used to have them, I said they were basically the size of a horse suppository. So Mike unboxed this thing, brings it up. You should see the size of it. I said, well, there's only 60 in there. And honestly, this thing is about 10 inches by 8 inches flat, so they can get it through letterboxes. They don't put pills in bottles anymore. They're all in flat packs.
That was
so
nice to me this morning.
Oh, she's so cute. So, I opened it and looked at the size of them and said, yes, horse suppository. So there's no way I think she's going to take it off my hand. So cheese is the answer. Malleable cheese, which is wrapped around one of them and then placed in the middle of the queue. So she has a tiny bit of cheese and a tiny bit of cheese and another tiny bit of cheese. And then this almighty cob of cheese. And she thinks it's Christmas. She doesn't realise the P-I-double-L is inside it. And then after that, we have a tiny piece of cheese and a tiny piece of cheese and a tiny piece of cheese to make sure she swallowed it. Because Maya could regurgitate a P-I-double-L after about 4 hours left alone.
Brilliant cheese.
What is he like? So I'm looking forward. Oh, if I could just smell the bagels, the baguettes, that would be fabulous. The office rents and rates in London will be a big nudge to encouraging staff to work from home, so communal hot design offices can become new going into work. Do you know, though, those hot design communal offices are probably half to blame, if you think about it, for the COVID thing, where nothing's your own. It's not your own space. It's all communal space, which probably wasn't before the lockdown cleaned properly, because they've had to like give cleaners instructions on how to clean. Well, what were they doing before? Wafting a duster at it and calling it done. It does make you wonder. Like, we've had to teach people how to wash their hands. Were they not washing their hands before? And apparently not. Lockdown Lizard. Oh, there's a cool name, Renee. Yes, it's your anniversary today. I don't know if congratulations is the right thing, but you should have an award for making 1 year. So can we all have here a 1 year round of applause for Renee? Yay, 1 year, 1 year. Do you know what I need here? I need this. And then I need that. Congratulations, you've survived a year. It's Kim's next, I think. I do believe it's Kim's anniversary next. We're lagging behind. We've got 6th was ours, wasn't it? 6th of March. And then, of course, there's a year of marooned. All coming up. Oh, Kim loves to rub Kiva's belly. Just stick one paw straight in the air. Oh, that's exactly what Lola does. It's like, I'm going to move this arm and it's going to fly out and then you need to rub me. She's just so too cute. Maya wasn't like that. Maya was more like me, don't touch me. He did not appreciate it at all. But she doesn't even mind being groomed, does she?
No.
Which is quite alarming, because Maya objected manfully on all fronts to anything. If he saw, when he got older and he was arthritic, he needed to be dried every single time he came back in. And he hated it. Absolutely hated it. We had a special hair dryer for him. Hated it. Oh, dear. Barney looks disgusted if you stop rubbing his belly. Exactly. It's like you're on half time, isn't it? You know, excuse me. You were in the middle of that. Don't stop. Oh, our pets are just so spoiled, aren't they? Give you the stink eye. Lola just thumps me. She headbutts me like you've stopped. She doesn't even, when she sat behind me in the office, which she was never in the office, was she? Now she's in the office and she's headbutting me. All she wants is really to feel that my hand is somewhere nearer. She's not overly concerned about a belly rub, just that my hand is there and she knows that I'm paying her attention. Because if I'm not paying her attention, then there will be big trouble. We ended up barking at each other this afternoon, didn't we? Mike left us to our own devices and I was trying to type. And she's behind me. And when she doesn't get any attention, she starts like a bark. Not a loud bark, just a kind of I'm not pleased bark. So I barked back. Then she barked back at me and I barked back at her. And after about, you know, two or three goes at that, it was like, oh, all right then. Mike comes in and just looks at the pair of us. Like, we haven't got two dogs, have we? I said, no, that was me. I'm just barking back.
Woof.
Oh, too cute. It makes you feel guilty, so you have to keep going until your arm cramps up. Oh, Anthony, you are so right. So right. Oh. Pate works wonders. Don't even notice. That's not a bad idea. I don't know if she likes pate. She probably would, wouldn't she?
Probably.
Well, we have to put some with the order. Tonight. Sure. No, it's not tonight, is it? Tomorrow. No. Tomorrow's no. The last
you
night.
You know what tonight is?
Oh, yes. It's theme Wednesday.
It's theme night.
It's theme Wednesday. Oh, I reckon Kim already knows. Because Kim's sharp like that. Let's see if Kim can guess. But we'll have to keep it quiet because Kath doesn't know yet. Look, in that picture, if you zoom in, look at her fangs.
Yeah, and if I haven't posted it by 8 o'clock, Kath
gets really uppity.
On the fidget.
Yeah, she gets really, really uppity. So you'll have to do that, get onto it. OMG, I've just seen what Paul's put in Slack. A rumour. Redesigned Apple Silicon iMac. To be available in iPad Air style colours. Well, let me just assure you, if it's powder blue, pink, or that... Oh, what should I call that green? Oh, I know, puke green. It won't be one of those. No, it definitely won't be one of those. Probably the silver one. Maybe the space grey. In fact, does it matter? Because that's at the back. It really doesn't matter, does it? You know, if someone was going to give me a pink one, I suppose I could live with it as long as it was at the back. If that comes round the front, then probably the space grey. How close do we think that actually is? Because I'm not 100% sure about that at all. But the pink one, no. No. It shouldn't be in that colour. But you know, I can imagine women buying it. Women give women a bad name. See, I used to have this thing. I mean, you know what I'm like. I just say it as it is. Pink. Pink stinks. That was actually a campaign a few years ago, the Pink Stinks campaign. Just really, pink can be an option, but it was literally like every girl's toy had to be pink. It was just a thing, and it's wrong not to have a choice. And I was vocal in that. And then I met Rachel and Nina. Nina wouldn't have an upgrade unless it was pink. You should have seen Chichi's face, because they had to upgrade together. It was a dual account thing. And I said, I don't think yours needs to be pink. But they didn't have any pink in stock. You know, the rose gold thing. Which meant that Chidge couldn't have his update until they had rose gold in, unless they could persuade her that she didn't actually want rose gold. That did not go well. Then there was the iPad. So Chidge is buying an iPad and he's busy saying to me which iPad it was. And then he wanted a case to go with it. And she's watching him like a hawk. So if something turns up from Amazon, you know, he's going to have problems with it. And he was trying to keep it secret. So he went to the Apple store and he bought it. And then he needed this case. So he told me which one. So I said, I'll do it. So he left me with ordering the case, pink. You know, that's still on my account now. Oh, dear. And then I took it out of like the wrapping it came in and then wrapped it all up in tissue paper and stuff. Then there was Rachel, who decided she was going off and getting a new MacBook. Yes, rose gold. So now if I say anything, I get the stink eye from the two of them, because they actually won't have tech unless it's pink. And I look at the two of them and I think, how did this happen? How are we such good mates? How did this happen? I mean, it proves that the marketers are right. You know, if it's available in pink, then that's what the lady wants. I just think that's so... No. Wouldn't on principle, but hey, that's me. That's just me. Who else has got a pink one? Tony's saying, not saying anymore, but loving Good Notes 5. Oh, excellent. Excellent. Drumroll theme night. No. The red one's been missed out the picture. Oh, would you have red? Do you know, I think certain places would have. I can imagine them going red and black, or red, black and silver. That might not actually look bad. Kim always goes silver. Why do they need to make so many colours? I've no idea, Kim. Because then you've got inventory control problems, haven't you? I agree with you. I had, with the laptops, I've only had three Apple laptops. The first one's a 17-inch MacBook Pro, and obviously it was like the Model T Ford. You could have any colour as long as it was black. In this case, any colour as long as it was silver. So that wasn't a decision. The second one wasn't a decision. It was the MacBook Air 2012. So no decision. When it came to the 2018 one, luckily the space grey had been out for a couple of years, because my initial reaction was, well, silver, obviously. But I warmed to the space grey. And I did. I went for the space grey. So Paul's a space grey guy. It's a shame they didn't make... I mean, you can get a space grey iMac, but it's the iMac Pro, which was hideously overpriced, and now by comparison to the latest one that you've got, underpowered. So it's a shame you couldn't get the space grey one in that. 2022. Well, we said that, didn't we? That's why we decided not to wait any longer, all of us. There was... Paul, me, Mike and Sarah all bought an iMac within weeks of each other. So it could be as early as WWDC, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if it wasn't 2022, by which point, well, you'd probably be buying another one anyway. Pink is the I Justine colour. Oh, right. OK. Not for me. Antony's is red. You wanted a red Skoda, but the red was an extra £400, so you settled for a red iPhone instead. Do you know, that's another thing to just distinguish between them by price to make one colour. Do you remember the iPhone 7, piano black?
Mm.
And it was like, well, we're getting a new iPhone. Well, the new one's piano black, so I'm going to have piano black. I mean, I did remember thinking and saying to Mike, this might not end well. If I go for the piano black, it might not end well at all. That it's so shiny that anything would look scratched. A bit like the iPod Classic thing. Is it the iPod? What gen was it we got? It was the one with the shiny silver back.
I can't remember.
And it attracted scratches like nobody's business. Even in a case, it was hideous. But no, the other one, I got a decent case for it, totally by accident, and there wasn't a scratch on it. Still isn't. So I'm quite happy with that one. Oh, Kim's got a red case for a silver iPhone. The first one I bought for the iPad 2, which was 2011, was the case red, or is it product red, which was about £20 dearer for the AIDS donation, but I just like the red colour. Yeah, so that cost me a fortune. Still on the thing, though, so very lucky. Ooh, but not the iPhone, it's ocean blue. When the cases, well, they're not cases, are they? When the covers, the magnetic covers, came a bit cheaper on Amazon, I did get a powder blue one. It just looked nice. I've never had a blue case of any description, but this one just looked quite nice. And I got a black one as well, which was what I would have had in the first place, to be honest. Paul was thinking about the iMac Pro, except it was too expensive. You did get the space grey keyboard, Christmas 2019. Well, like I said, to be honest, there's only the chin, isn't there? You know, and you could kind of put something over that. I reckon you could probably get some kind of like semi-transparent space grey stuff to cover it up, because it's really the back that you see. So it doesn't make that much difference. I'm just really surprised that iMac Pro is still there. It doesn't make sense. It's less powerful than the other ones. Mind you, so are the iPads, aren't they? The lineup's just got crazy. It's so fragmented. I wish they'd sort themselves out with that, but can't see that happening. They've obviously got their own little agenda. Who saw the video that I put in the email? It's a concept for iPad OS 15. And when you look at it, the stuff that they've conceptualised in there just make it look like that iPad OS is morphing into Mac OS. They've got minimise buttons in there, proper mouse support. It just looks as though, you know, give it another 5 years and it'll be Mac OS. Oh, Renee bought a transparent MagSafe case since the iPhone colour's so nice. I must admit, the MagSafe thing, no. I was actually reading an article about that. What they've done basically to, you know, I keep saying that Timmy tries to wrap himself in an eco-green flag. We're not putting this in the box. We're saving the planet. No, you are not saving the planet. You're making other people then go buy an extra piece of kit, you know, a charger that they need. And that costs them, but it doesn't cost you. It saves you money, but it costs them money. But it's worse than that with this thing that I was reading, that the packaging for, it's to do with the charging and the fact it costs more to charge an iPhone by 50% more. So it costs 50% more to fully charge an iPhone from a MagSafe than it does by plugging it in. And I'm like, why? And it's just the circuitry of the thing. There's also something, can't remember the name of it, something like NAND or something like that. Some technology, some charging technology that makes the brick about 25% the size of existing bricks. But existing bricks that are shipped separately from the phones are taking up more shipping and storage and planetary resources than putting one in the box. One company has put this high-powered snazzy new charger in the box, and the box is no bigger than the iPhone box. So it's all a load of hooey. All this will end up in landfill. It's just complete rubbish because you need a charger. Most people have a spare charger. I remember when I got my watch and I only had, you know, the watch and the charger. And I thought, what if the charger breaks? You're not going to be able to charge the watch. So I bought a spare. So people are going to do that anyway. I don't think there's ever a problem to have two chargers. So why wouldn't you put one in the box? Because it saves them money is the answer. There you go, you all bought it. Paul doesn't like the white front faces on the iPhone. You always go for the black one. I went for a white one twice, I think. Oh, no, once on the phone. Twice on the iPad, I think. No, three times on the iPad. I liked it with the white front because I was working with it. So if I had something like Affinity Designer open, it was like basically all white. But then I changed back to black. So it just me, can't make my mind up, can I? So Anthony says, there are companies who do. Wraps can go on the tech. Think you have to be very careful putting them on, though, not to get bubbles and get them on straight. I put one on my dad's phone and it wasn't bad. You know, like a screen protectory thing. Wasn't bad. But it's not an easy task. I'll tell you where else I've used those kind of screen things. Which probably sounds really weird, but, you know, they make them, so it's not just me. My Zoom H6 recorder. Because in the days when we used to go out, remember those, you know, you're taking it with you, and although it's in a case, it's going to come out, it's going to be on the desk, and things are going to be flying past it, and you can buy them. Now, it's very tiny, and getting it on, not easy, to be honest. I don't know why they don't just make the glass totally unscratchable and be done. Oh, Mr. Baguette. Was it gallium nitrate? That rings a bell. But they had like a three-letter acronym for it. And I can't for the life of me remember what it was.
Those look yummy.
See, Mike's taken
them. Can't eat them.
Yeah, we need to challenge Simon, don't we? On the gluten-free front. There's a market there, Simon. A big market. Let me have a look.
It's all right, Simon. I twisted my head. It's like they do on Question of Sport.
Oh, they do look nice. Oh, Mrs. Simon's a lucky woman, isn't
anyway,
she?
When you're looking at a loaf of bread, it doesn't matter which way around it is, really.
They do look gorgeous, though, they don't do. They? Absolutely beautiful.
They do.
You're a whiz, Simon, an absolute whiz. Sideways photo fail. Is it GAN chargers? Could well be. Something like that. So Renee bought the separate charger. Kim. Saving the planet's the biggest laugh for me with Apple. We could change out the parts. It would be greener in your opinion. I totally agree. It's all complete garbage, that. And the fact that they put it out and nobody challenges them. This is why we need Timmy on Question Time, don't we? Me, talking with Timothy. No, interrogating Timothy, obviously. Because it's not the truth. It's complete and utter horse manure. But they put out these snazzy videos and everybody else just blindly reports on it. And that's that. There's no effective journalism these days to really push him on it. She's snoring away, I know. Bless her. She's tired. She's had a busy day. She has to take you out for a walk, you know. She has to do that. It's hard on her. Oh. Yeah, you see, upgradable and repairable is what every user of the tech wants. And I've got to agree. But, you know, we know that that would affect their bottom line. But the fact they surround themselves, they wrap themselves up in saving the planet is just appalling. And somebody does want to call them out on that. But, you know, the ones, I mean, I can say it because what have I got to lose? You know, I haven't got an in with them and getting exclusive interviews with Timothy. But if you had and you come out and say the truth, you will lose those perks.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't bother listening to anybody.
Look what happened to David Meek.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Got banned from the team bus.
That was ridiculous in the first place. But do you want to tell the story of that? Because no one's going to know who David Meek is.
David Meek was a journalist who worked for the Manchester Evening News.
Can we say how he got his job?
Wasn't it after the crash?
Yes.
I thought it was.
Eight journalists died, didn't they? Was it eight?
Yeah.
Eight journalists died in the Munich air crash, including the one from the Evening News, which I think at the time was the Manchester Guardian, wasn't it?
Yeah.
David Meek was about 18, but seeing as though he was alive and kicking, he got the job. So he wouldn't have got a look in if those other journalists hadn't have died.
True.
But he did, and he became United Journalists, so carry on.
I said something bad about the team in the paper. And the next thing, he was banned. He used to travel to away matches on the team coach. And the next thing, he got banned from the coach. So, like you say.
Was a journalist doing on the coach in the first place?
Well, special favours, wasn't it?
Well, it shouldn't have been allowed.
The inside scoop.
But, well, in his case, he did say they didn't perform well and he lost those perks. But that just proves my point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, were they having him on the bus to keep him quiet?
Probably.
Just then, what kind of integrity do you have as a journalist then? Say it as it is, irrespective of who it is. I don't care if it's Apple or anybody else. If they're doing something that, or claiming something that is manifestly untrue, then I'm going to say it's manifestly untrue. You cannot, you know, when they do these events, it makes me cringe when he stands there with his 100% renewable blah, 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 blah. And I just look and you know, I'm actually saying here with Mike, let me upgrade the RAM. Let me change the hard drive. Because it could be done. Anything can be done. But they don't want you to. They don't even want you to have the right to repair, where maybe you can't do it. So think about putting RAM in a 2009 MacBook Pro. All you need to do is unscrew the base plate. That's it. If you want to put an SSD in, swap it. You want to put RAM in, swap it. Screw the plate back on. Simple. It is as simple as that. I've done it with my dad's 2009 MacBook Pro, I think three times. So I went from a spinning disk to a very small SSD. Then I went to a much bigger SSD. And at some point, I put RAM in for him as well. And it was easy. So, of course, it can be done. You know, but you making these things like one solid piece and you're going to have to dismantle the entire thing. So it's not doable. Not good, Apple. But then to make it that even a repair agent can't do it. No, that's damaging the planet a million times more than your stupid, I'm not putting a charger in, it'll save Tuppence Halfpenny. Can't be doing with it. We need to write a letter to the editor of the New York Times.
We have leaks in the basket.
Oh, we have leaks
Whether
in the basket.
Whether they'll turn up's a different matter.
Simon's just waiting for the youngest to come down, see the baguettes and shout, get in my belly, as is tradition here.
I like that tradition, Simon.
That's a very, very good tradition. We're liking that. Do you know, I would say we could write to Timothy, but I don't think he's going to take a blind bit of notice either. But, you know, they're not, the Apple brand is not quite as halo infested as it has been previously, as far as I'm concerned. You know, people are realising that the price is going up, the life expectancy is going down. They're hampering you because, I mean, I always think of people who either don't want or don't have room for a 27-inch iMac. They want the 21.5-inch. And you can't even change the RAM. Now, why not? It's just a smaller version of the 27, so why not? And I worked out that the price of the RAM, so let's say the RAM is really important to you. You only want or have room for the 21.5. So you max the RAM out. That will then cost you more than the 27-inch with the same amount of RAM in it. Because on the 27-inch, you can buy it from wherever you want, like Mr. Memory. It's just sick. If they were offering that RAM at a competitive rate, I mean, we paid £850, wasn't it?
Something
for how many? No, if it was £850 divided by, it'd be eight, wouldn't it? About £106 each. Right, if they wanted to charge for that, say 120, fair enough. But not when, oh, well, in total, if we paid 850, wasn't it 4.5 times as much? It was about 4,800 pound from them. It was just obscene. So they're actually, maybe they just don't want people to buy the 21.5 inch. I don't get it. Don't get it at all. Anthony says, or even doing things like limiting the software from working to certain hardware. The fact I can run Windows 10 on a 2009 Mac Pro, but not the latest version of Mac OS. Exactly. They've done that with hardware, where they just stopped supporting it, even their own hardware. So I had a fax modem. Can't remember how much it was. Little USB type thing, which basically had a phone jack on the back. And they just, you know, you upgraded your operating system. So it was the same Mac. It was the same modem. You upgrade the OS and it doesn't work anymore. So it's like a kill switch, isn't it? So I totally agree. Maybe we need to write a letter to the major Australian newspaper. They seem to be taking on big tech these days. That's a very good point, Kim, isn't it? Although, didn't they sort themselves out? I don't know why and how or whatever. But, you know, I think people are, I think back in the UK to like the big scandals, things that were like front page news for weeks and weeks and weeks. One was the Profumo affair in the 60s. And you can just imagine how big that was. It was basically a minister of state who was having an affair with a young lady who in turn was having an affair with a Russian spy, I think was the gist of it. And it, you know, he lost his job, the whole works. Now people just would be like, oh, yeah, OK, and move on. There wouldn't be that element of abject horror and we must do something about this and something must change. So, you know, you could come out and say, like, this is the expose on Apple. This is how much they're making and how much they're putting the cost onto you and they're not saving the planet. And people would read it and go, yeah, yeah, whatever, and move on. People just don't seem to have that the same moral compass that they did years ago. They seem to, I don't think it's the people. I think their moral compass has been worn out by the fact that it's just one scandal after another. I mean, think about the UK government when the expenses scandal broke with the Duck House and all the rest of it. People just are overwhelmed with it. This is how they get away with it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Boris as Prime Minister, would we? Not quite sure who we'd have. Poco the Clown, probably. But this is how it happens. You know, people are just, oh, right. Something that the press predict will be like, this will see the end to him. No, it won't, because people are just tired of it. We've heard it all before. Oh, target disk mode, Paul. That was brilliant, wasn't it? And the ability to have two iMacs, one serving as a secondary display. So this was my plan. This was a while back. I think it was about 2011, 2012. You could get two iMacs and plug. They could both be working and doing jobs, but you could plug one into the other and have the second one be the secondary monitor to the first one. And my mum said that's exactly what you should do. And they stopped supporting it. So it was there and then it was gone. And you know, and they could do that at any moment. Do you know, it's enough to make you think seriously about a PC, isn't it? And then you think, ah, Windows, no. But if Windows could get their act together, the interface still feels a little bit, what's the word, Mike? Rustic. Tiny, fiddly, not. If you've ever looked at Scrivener on Windows and you look at it on a Mac, you'll know exactly what I mean. On the Mac, it's just beautiful. And on Windows, it looks like it's been glued together with sellotape, string and goodwill. It functions the same, but the visuals of it, not good. Really not good. And it's subtle. And if you've never used a Mac, you probably wouldn't notice. You'd just think, well, Scrivener's got a quirky interface. But it's it's just not as smooth, not as classy. Ah, that's what Paul wanted to do with his new Mac. That would have been amazing. I would love that. If that came back, I'd buy three Macs and be done with it. Why would they not want to do that? I mean, it's not, they could make the feature there, but not obvious. But, you know, if that's what people want to do with it, it's their kit. But even if it was there, the problem here is it's the element of trust. And the trust is dropping like a stone. Even if that was there on day one, I have to work on the principle it might not be there on day two. And I'm sure we've all had that experience as well with software, where software's there and it's doing a job, and then there's an OS update and without exception, it breaks. We know that with ScreenFlow, with Camtasia, with Audio Hijack, Loopback. Luckily, Rogue Amoeba, that's their expertise, and they always manage to pull a rabbit out of a hat with it. But there are other companies that have gone bust and just said, you know what, it's too difficult. Like this time with Biggles, it was Discmaker, wasn't it? It's too difficult to make this work. Apple keep changing the goalposts. I'm out. Which leaves us all poorer. But Apple don't care. Apple definitely don't care. Do you know I own that domain? I own the domain appledon'tcare.co.uk. Oh, I could be about to make a fortune from that. Right, what else have we got up here? Windows 10 can only run on Intel chips. Microsoft need to release a RISC-based version. I think they have got it working, haven't they, in virtualization? But I don't think it's going to be 100% until they do. It's like Amazon, where there's been expos on how they treat their staff in the warehouses, but we still shop there. We've got no choice. I mean, food-wise, I can go Tesco's or Asda or even one of the others. But there's certain stuff that's just like, and where are you going to buy that? Like microphones, cables. I mean, when I was a lot younger, the cable shop was Tandy or Radio Shack in the States. It was Radio Shack branding on the products, but the shop itself was actually called Tandy in the UK. And you would walk in there and it was a cornucopia of every cable you could conceivably want. There was another company called Maplin, and they were like electrical components. So you walked in there and you didn't actually walk out with the cable. You walked out with a bag of bits and some cable that they'd cut off a large reel and some solder. And then you went home and you made your own. They've both gone bust. So where am I supposed to buy a cable from? If I wanted even something really simple, like a headphone cable, a DJ headphone cable, 6 foot long in red, where am I going to buy one? Amazon's literally the only place I can think of. I'm sure there are other suppliers, but they're going to be online as well. Oh, it does my head in that. And do you know, I could quite happily buy myself a reel of cabling and dig my soldering iron out, but nowhere sells the bits. Oh, people will sell them on Amazon. Amazon's the only place to go. I totally agree with you, Anthony. It doesn't matter what they say about Amazon. I can disagree with their policies all I like, but if I actually want to buy something, there's probably going to be nowhere else. Oh, in the States, there was a congressman having an affair with a Chinese spy, now head of the intelligence comms. Well, this Profumo guy, he left his job. I think his wife stayed with him. He dedicated the rest of his life to charity. There was no way he was ever getting another job. So you're right, times have completely changed. Oh, good grief. Unbelievable. They don't even make a display the normal people can afford. Exactly, Paul. Why they choose not to do that, again, is beyond me. They would sell some. If there was a choice between a standard 27-inch monitor and one that matched the iMac, let's be honest, we'd pay more for the iMac one. But they don't. And I can't understand that. Monoprice. That's a good call. Is there one of those in the UK? The thing is, you know Amazon are going to have it. And because you pay Prime, you know you'll probably have it with you before lunch tomorrow. So that's why Amazon's my first port of call. I totally admit that. Now, they do have quite... I think I bought some monoprice hook and loop fastening cables from Amazon. Is there a UK one? Is there monoprice in the UK? Monoprice UK. Let's have a look. It doesn't look like it. Guess what? Oh, Paul, this is fantastic. There is indeed a supplier of monoprice equipment in the UK selling via Amazon. So as you were. Ooh, there's a 3D printer. Put it down, Elaine. Put it down. Fry's Electronics closed all their stores today. This is not good, is it? Spending their time making the new car, no time for monitors. Well, they changed their name from Apple Computers, didn't they? So that's like not exactly their primary concern at the moment. What are we talking about there? You can't buy a license. It's only sold to OEMs for use of their devices. Is this Windows? Yeah, we're on some kind of Microsoft partnership program. So we actually have access to, I think it's 10 or 20 licenses for that. But I can only imagine how difficult it is, honestly. Tandy were fantastic. Oh, yeah, Anthony, they were. Used to love looking through the catalogue at all the weird and wonderful stuff they sold. When Maplin came along, it was like Tandy reborn. It was. They did have cables, didn't they? But their kind of issue... They had a magazine that they used to produce. I think it was monthly. And they actually had like things you could build. And it gave you like a shopping list for all the parts you'd need. And the idea was you went in and bought them and then you built whatever the thing was in this month's magazine. Oh, there's one. Studio Spares. I shall make a note of that. I can't remember what, but I did import something. From Germany, from a company in Germany. Obviously, that probably with Brexit wouldn't be allowed now. Ooh. They do have some nice things there. Look at that. Portable vocal booth. £1,200. Ouch. I wonder if that would do us any good, Mike. Look at that. Portable booth. Hmm. Now, just brick the windows up. It's easier. Ooh, a Zoom H8. That does actually look like an 8, doesn't it? The shape of it. Oh, you're going to tempt me into seeing things I shouldn't
see.
She's
chasing squirrels now.
Her little legs are going now as well. She's just too cute. Far too cute. I will keep that there and I will have a look at it. They have got the Rodecaster Pro in there. I can't be doing with stuff on my desk. That's the issue. I do all I need to do. With virtualized stuff. I always have done. I remember years ago, it was so funny. There was this guy and he was very much old school. And his opinion was, before we all started doing virtual stuff, so I don't know if he'd ever trained. He was the most boring speaker I'd ever heard, so I don't think so. But he was in charge of the training thing, so you might know. And we all then started doing online training. So they got this system in and they got the company to sponsor them. So they didn't actually have to pay for it. So I took on the role of doing a demonstration. So I demonstrated this thing and it was like, oh, this is the way forward. But you're talking, it was like 2001. So I demonstrated it, yeah, on a 33K modem. Doing screen sharing and full audio on a 33K modem. But it worked, so you know. As time went by, so fast forward probably to like 2010, 2011, I think he decided to work from home by then. They kind of adopted that early. And he decided he was kitting out his, and I quote, you know, it was his back bedroom, but his studio. And up popped this microphone that was on an arm. I think he had a pop filter on it and he had this massive mixer on the desk. I thought, what on earth do you need that for? Because literally he was only taking his microphone in. He wasn't doing a round table. It was just him sat at a desk. And there, honestly, at least 30% of the desk was this mixer that looked like it had come out of the Ark. So I'm looking at it all, and then he decides he's doing like a tour of all his equipment, and he's got this and he's got that. Everything he said, and I've got this, I thought, so have I, but it's virtual. So have I, but it's virtual. So that my desk was empty. There was nothing on it. So that Rodecaster Pro looks great, but you can do all of that virtually. And the benefit of doing that is, if you then need to go to a different location, you don't have to dismantle your studio to take it with you. Or you go out with like your outdoor kit and you sound completely different than you do in your studio. So doing it virtually, actually lots and lots of benefits. I didn't say anything to this guy until he said something to me. When he saw the picture of my desk, so we were all swapping pictures of desks in this private group we had. Oh, you haven't got half the equipment you really should have. I thought, ooh, meow. That is just so rude. So I went back and I said, mine's all virtualized. I don't have my desk full of detritus. I don't think he actually understood, until I then went on to explain that, you know, if I leave, well, for a start, a lot of people do videos and they sound one way, so they sound great. And then they do a live one and they sound totally different. Well, of course they will, because they're doing post-processing on the video and they're not doing post-processing on the live, because you can't post-process live, can you? And he finally realised that, you know, the stuff where he wasn't actually at his desk, yeah, that was shocking. But mine always sounds the same. I don't post-process audio. It's pre-processed. So I'm looking at like this massive window in Audio Hijack that's got all sorts on it. It's making half a dozen recordings. It's got AU Dynamics on it. It's got low passes, denoising, graphic equalization on it. You name it, it's doing it. But it's doing it before the audio gets to the audience. Not after, but he only realized that after the event. So pretty though that is, I'd only have to buy about 9 of them, wouldn't I? Because then Mike would need one on his desk and we'd need one in the studio. Then we'd need one to go with us. No, just leave it alone. Walk away, woman. Leave it alone. Oh. Let's have a look. Studio spaces are brilliant. Been around for as long as you can remember. Ooh. No, I don't. I may have seen them, but I've certainly never bought anything. Are they in London by the look of it? Where are they based? Let's have a look. It's got an 0208 number, which should be London, shouldn't it? Luton. There we go. Luton. They don't open until 11:30 on a Friday. That's a good idea, isn't it? Right, I shall have to have a look round there at what I can find. But like I say, you just fall back on Amazon. You can't help yourself, can you? Ooh, audio foam. I'm going to end up looking at booths in here and you're going to cost me a fortune. Leave it be. Leave it be. Well, we need to go and get on, don't we?
We do.
Before Madam wakes up and demands our attention yet again. But we will be back with you tomorrow when it is the eve of Two Show Friday. Plus the fact we've got to go and divulge the theme, haven't we?
We have.
Are you going to do that now?
Yes.
Right, shall I spill the beans here?
You spill the beans here.
Have you typed it up yet?
Yes.
Right. It's the 27th on Saturday, which means it's the 28th on Sunday. You're following along so far. Which means on Monday, it's the 1st of March, which is St. David's Day. So the theme is Wales and all things Welsh. You're not limited with that. But do make some suggestions, because otherwise you're going to get 5 hours of the alarm. Because I love the alarm. Mike, less so. There you go. So have fun with that. Do join us then. But for the moment, we'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.